This is a Fox News alert. The footage made public. I'm Lee Silasera. Authorities in Memphis have released the police video of the beating of Tyre Nichols, the black man beaten by police earlier this month, and he died 3 days later.
Tyre Nichols heard screaming in videos released by the Memphis Police Department, which appear to show officers punching and pepper spraying the 29-year-old black motorist after a traffic stop. The five officers involved, who are all black, have been fired and charged with second-degree murder. Nichols was pulled over on suspicion of reckless driving, but the department's chief says officials have not been able to substantiate that. In a statement, President Biden calls the footage horrific, saying it will leave people justifiably outraged, joining Nichols' family and calling for peaceful protests. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Demonstrations taking place in major cities around the country, including New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. There have been no reports of violence. Earlier today, body cam footage of the attack on Paul Pelosi, husband of former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was released, showing him struggling with suspect identified as David DePape, who was holding a hammer. Nancy Pelosi says she won't look at it, but is thankful for the support as her husband recovers.
It's with a grateful heart and on behalf of my entire family that we continue to thank people for all of their prayers that they continue to send us, asking about the progress my husband is making, and he is making progress, but it'll take more time.
Suspect David DePape has pled not guilty to state and federal charges, including attempted murder. A judge has ruled New York State should pay former Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal bills as he defends himself against a sexual harassment lawsuit filed by a state trooper. The trooper filed the suit last year, asking a federal court to find Cuomo and others violated her civil rights. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Department of Justice says three men with ties to Iran's government plotted to murder a U.S. citizen in New York City.
Justice Department officials say the three members of an Eastern European criminal organization with ties to Iran are charged with plotting to kill an Iranian-American author who has spoken out against human rights abuses in Iran. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the arrests come a year after the U.S. stopped an Iranian group's attempt to silence that American journalist on U.S. soil.
The same person was targeted for assassination again by a group with ties to Iran.
The men are charged with money laundering and murder for hire. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A decades-old restriction on blood donations is on track to be reversed.
There could be an easing soon of restrictions on blood donations by gay and bisexual men as the Food and Drug Administration proposes new guidelines. Under current rules, which stem from the AIDS crisis, the FDA restricts donations from potential donors who've had sex with another man in the past 3 months. The new draft proposal would allow donations regardless of sexual orientation as long as certain sexual behaviors haven't taken place in that time period. Advocacy groups and medical organizations have urged the FDA to lift restrictions, saying they're discriminatory and contribute to shortages in the blood supply. The new changes could take place after a public comment period. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A Trader Joe's in Louisville, Kentucky, the latest of the grocery chain stores to vote to unionize. Workers from the Louisville store will now join workers from two other unionized Trader Joe's stores at the bargaining table, where they're trying to hammer out a new labor agreement. In July, a Trader Joe's in Massachusetts was the first in the country to unionize. A store in Minneapolis unionized in August. On Wall Street, the Dow added 28, the Nasdaq up 109, the S&P plus 10 points. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.